It's bad. Anime. Hey everybody, my name is John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the podcast where we decide,
is this anime bad?
The fuck is this?
I knew that was coming. I knew some variation of the goddammit, what did we just watch is coming. I knew it. This is Black Lion. When I saw the title, I popped immediately because I knew this. I knew of the source material.
You did? Oh, okay.
I mean, Bouncy, visually, when you see our main character, Shishimaru, any similarities crank in your head to other protagonists?
To the main character?
Like, visually, when you see his face, when you see his eyes, his hair, his face, style-wise, who else does he look like?
Is it this... I feels like there are some similarities with, like, is it Hikaruon?
No.
Okay.
Decent guess, but no.
Okay.
Yeah, just think, like, characters he looks like.
Interesting. Other characters. Who does he look like? He reminded me of somebody. He has the sideburns. He has, like, the face. I don't know.
And
I feel like
hair.
He reminds me of a lot of people, but I can't tell you any specifics, honestly.
Picture Violence Jack in your head.
Yeah, okay.
And all those characters.
You know, Janai reminds me more of Violence Jack.
Right. That's the big thing we're talking about. Yeah, the villain.
The big bad yeah. Here. Yeah, okay. Okay, I see. Is this a Go Nagai thing?
Yeah, it's a Go Nagai manga adaptation.
Oh, interesting. That's why it was so gruesome at points. I was like, wow,
yes.
They're really getting bloody with this one, baby. Damn.
Yeah, and that's actually... So I've heard of this at one point because the title always stuck with me. I'm like, Black Lion, what the fuck could that be about? Because I remember scrolling through Nagai's bibliography at one point, which is fucking massive. And just clicking any of the blue links on Wikipedia. I don't see it on Wikipedia anymore. But at one point on Wikipedia, this did have an entry. And a lot of Nagai stuff doesn't because it's just so obscure. Because the man cranked out an ungodly amount of manga in his time. And thankfully, we're actually going into one of the other phylums of Nagai's stuff here. Yes, his gruesome elements are still there, but an element that I actually haven't experienced a lot of Nagai's work are the super dorky robot ones.
Yes, because this was like space robot samurai kind of thing going on here. And ninja. Yeah, it really morphed together a lot of different interests in one.
Yeah, and this is a classic Nagai where you just smash a bunch of random things together until you come up with a sandwich of random things you like.
It was definitely a random thing somebody likes kind of sandwich, yes.
Yes.
I definitely thought that.
And it looks like this original manga was written from 76 to 78. I can't find any fucking information on it other than that.
I also love how this episode began with me just saying, the fuck is this? And you just going into a tirade about what it is and how this podcast has degraded so much that is just the only dialogue that we need.
Exactly. we're either getting much more unhinged or we're getting more succinct and actually identifying what the fuck we're watching.
I like it either way. Continue. I'm sorry to have cut you off.
No, it's of course. No, I'm still on track here. Yeah. But the thing I found odd is that this manga only ran from 2 years in the mid to late 70s, and OVA came out in 92.
Yes. I did know that it came out in 1992, and
but
it
like,
does look
why?
Like it.
But like, why?
I don't know why. They,
but like, why,
20
why
years did, later, decided
and,
to
and,
use
and,
this
and,
source
and,
material.
And it wasn't like an extremely popular manga. It only ran for 2 years. And
very strange.
I've never heard Black Lion get mentioned among the guy's work. Like I said, if I didn't see that one random Wikipedia article that doesn't even look like it exists anymore, I wouldn't have known about it. But I like big cats, so the title Black Lion appealed to me. It took the entire episode to figure out what the fuck the Black Lion was, because it just wasn't clear at all.
I'm it's still not necessarily clear to me, but I thought it was the main character. I thought it was Shishimaru.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess it was really unclear then.
Okay,
I have no idea.
Okay, we need to talk about this now because when we were doing like our pre-production text, like, you know, among all the other, like, all among our personal messages, which I love when we talk about all the other shit we like to talk about, and suddenly there's a podcast related chain.
Business.
By the way, because we were going over like, hey, I'm ready for the next session. I've watched this, this, and that. And you said, cool, I'm up to here. I think I need to rewatch Black Lion again, because what the fuck happened? And I'm like, okay, this is one of those where we're just like, so I came into the, like, watching the episode, the OVA, knowing that it might be a little one of those, like, OVAs yeah. that don't mm-hmm. bother explaining a lot. This one, it felt like it didn't really care about its own story and, like, world and yeah. setting. It yeah. fell into one of those phylums of things we've covered where it feels like they're trying to show you stuff happening. They're not really trying to move the narrative. Like, it mm-hmm. feels like the narrative kind of just ties all the loose ends together so they can get to the fun mm-hmm. ninja versus samurai fight scenes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it felt like. And honestly, when watching it kind of on that point, it weirdly, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a good way to phrase this, but it was the most simple, complicated thing that I've ever seen.
Interesting.
I felt like they threw in all this shit. Like, all this shit about, like, oh, samurais in space and all that bullshit. And, like, oh, who's this Nobunaga guy? And he's up in space yeah. controlling things. And he has got spaceships while everybody else is in feudal Japan for some reason. And yeah. he's sending down, like, robot Genii to kill all of these, kill this clan of people that has clearly yeah. wronged him in the past or something, right?
And then they have tanks.
Sure, they got tanks. Yeah, right. They got all that shit.
Sure, but they got tanks.
None of that mattered, I guess. And I could see that pretty quickly that none of that mattered because the simplicity of this was just Genii versus Shishimaru and just yes. trying to kill Genii. So yeah. that's why I say it was the most simple, complicated thing that I've seen, because it was complicated if you take all the story elements and try to piece them together. But in reality, it's a very, very simple story.
Yeah, it was. And even with Shishimaru's motivations, it was so easy to understand because in the first Genii attack, he killed his girlfriend, and right. so now he's going after Genii because of that. It was in terms of personal conflicts, that part, I guess, like the conflict was super easy to understand. The yes. setting and what was going on around it was not, because yeah. I think maybe like halfway through the OVA, we see the first image of when Genii got abducted by aliens, and then they right. were like reconstructing him $6 million man style. And I'm like, yeah. so they're building a giant alien samurai robot.
Yeah, it was very Darth Vader-esque where
yes.
he died or was very close to death.
Close to death and then got rebuilt.
At the hands of a ninja or something. I think some ninjas killed his family or something.
Yeah, that's why he hates ninjas.
Yeah, almost killed him or did kill him. And then they, for some reason, some guy in space was like, yo, if I was to make any motherfucker a robot, it's this dude right now. And he somehow yeah. just picked him up and was like, you're a big boy. You're going to be my big boy.
Right.
And then he made him a robot to be his big boy. So he was basically the Palpatine to Genii's Vader.
Exactly.
And then rigged him up and sent him back there. And he was there was also a scene that was very strange in there where Nobunaga, the guy that found him, was like,
yeah.
all right, so Genii, I brought you back to life, homie. How you feeling? And Janai's like, why didn't you just leave me dead, bro? I don't want to live. My family's yeah. not alive. Like, I hate everything. And he's like, well, I built you to kill ninjas. Aren't you mad at ninjas that killed your family? And Janai's like, yeah.
It reminds me a lot of the plot of Scorpion and Sub-Zero in Mortal Kombat. Like, the ninja
yes.
killed my family. I'm going to kill all the ninjas.
Yes, but at first he didn't even seem that excited to kill all the ninjas. You know, he didn't really. At first, when he got brought back to life, he was like, "Ah, just let me rest. I don't really want to do this." And then Nobunaga was like, "But
huh?
But don't you hate them?" And he was like, "Yeah, I guess." And then he just started killing them. And I guess you just don't stop. You know, once you get a taste for the blood, you just keep going.
It's just so funny when Japanese culture keeps doing fictitious depictions of Nobunaga, who was a very significant warlord in a certain period of Japanese history.
Oh, yes, I know of this.
Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny to me whenever they do it, because in my head, it's like when you see stuff like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, where they do these wild fictitious depictions, yeah. and I'm like, it's fun, but why?
But why? Yeah, I don't understand.
But like, what if Nobunaga was in space? I'm like, then things would get fucking wild. I mean, why did we need to see this?
I guess. I don't know why you did that, but okay.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, personally, I just don't get it. Maybe because I'm a history buff, I like to learn about history in an organic way, but I don't know.
Yo, George W. Bush was in space, my dog? Yo,
yeah, but like, what if John Quincy Adams was like on the Titanic? I'm like, what?
And also a robot.
It's like, excuse me?
Guys, what is this?
What are we talking about here?
Which is exactly why, at the end of the day, it was just so simple to me that, all right, all this, like, within the first 20 minutes, I was like, all right, all this bullshit doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was only 40 minutes long. So within the first half of the thing, even before that, I very easily saw, like, what mattered and what didn't matter. And yeah. I didn't realize that Janai was going to be the main villain throughout the... I thought they were going to, like, you know, eventually go to space and fight this Nobunaga guy. And I had no idea. Yeah. But it was just focused on, like, Shishimaru trying to kill Janai the entire time. And Janai killing all of the people around him consistently. Yeah. And then Janai not dying... even though he totally should because he's an immortal robot guy. You know?
Yeah, but eventually they crush him with a bunch of rocks and then then Janai revealed if he does die, the reactor in him will go off and then everyone's going to he's going to explode and then everyone's definitely going to die. But then, like, I'm trying to remember what the fuck happened in sequence here. Yeah, because a lot of this is, like, very similar to when we did Grappler Baki not too long ago.
Yes.
Or, like, the second half of the OVA was just them fighting the big bad. There was a lot, like in Baki, too. God, these are similar. There's a lot of...
they're very similar.
Attention to detail when it comes to the strategic combat being shown. Mm-hmm. So it's them thinking, how are we going to beat this guy? So eventually they use some bombs. They, like, basically have, like, not an avalanche, but, like, they blow up a mountain. And then all the mountain pieces fall on him. Near crushing him to death, we see the pseudo Terminator thing where his skin gets peeled off and he's the robot inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Yeah. And there are multiple times where all these ninjas that Shishimaru is working with, every time they, like, kill him, essentially, or, like, kill him to the amount that you should kill a normal person, they're all like, nice, and they're, like, high-fiving and stuff, and then he just gets up and he's like, guys.
Right. That reminds me of the earlier scene where a bunch of ninjas charge into his place while he's sleeping, all stab him 1,000 times, and they're like, well, he died without much of a fight, and then he just gets up, and they're like, what?
I'm like, this is what happens if you're not thorough. You gotta
guys,
be thorough.
You gotta make sure you do the job.
You gotta do the job. And then they do a similar thing before the mountain thing where they rock pile him in a cave and then his head comes off. And they're like, well, I guess there's no way he could be alive now. And then he just walks over and just picks up his own head and puts it back on his body. And he's like, guys, you're gonna...
Was
be
this
thorough.
Was this before or after there's like a they reveal the rocket in his head, so his head starts flying around.
Oh, yeah.
In one of the funniest images I've seen from a Nagai adaptation in a long time, just the severed head of Janai going, you can't stop me. Ha ha. It's like, this is fucking ridiculous.
It's very funny. Yeah. And then, well, at the end, kind of you were talking about the sequencing.
Yes.
When they do bury him and he's about to self-destruct, Shishimaru is obviously like, well, I can't get out of here. He's just going to kill me with him, I guess. And then...
That's cheesy, but I kind of like the heroic sacrifice. Yeah, like, I'm going to die with him.
I dig it. It was like a very much like they're two sides of the same coin, and like they both like killed each other, or like killed people important to the other person.
Do you know the Kiss song, Two Sides of the Coin? Because it's very good.
No, I don't actually.
It's off Unmasked.
What album is that off of?
Unmasked.
Oh, Unmasked. I see. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which people are given the proper critical reevaluation to, because when you consume it as an 80s pop rock record, which is how it was written, it's a damn good pop rock record.
That's how I feel about most of Kiss's 80s things, is that, like, if you just kind of take them as what they are instead of, like, oh, don't try to make it, like, Destroyer.
Don't compare it to Destroyer or Love Gun. Exactly.
Because it's different. It's a different band at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it kind of functioned either as a hair metal band or a speed metal band, depending on like what half of the album you were looking at. Between Look It Up, Animalize, and Asylum, you had speed metal and hair metal kind of coexisting, with a little bit of classic Kiss guitar tricks in there, but not really. I mean, once Ace left the band, you know, Paul started playing more in the quote-unquote 80s style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot more power chords, not as much of those fun, three, four sus chords that Paul used all the time. You know, they're good albums. You got to take them as they are.
Yeah, right.
There's already a thousand Kiss podcasts, so we won't start one, but we could if we wanted to.
We totally could.
Maybe as a bonus one time, we'll just do a watch along of one of the Kiss Live in Japan bootlegs.
That'd be fun. That'd be a good time.
Is it bad that I immediately think do that, but with like, like I said with the vending machine episode, I'm like, yeah, but let's do it with like a ton of beer. And I'm like, is that bad? But then again, we just talked about Zom 100. I don't know what order these are appearing in, where our boy Akira is just like, time to drink beer all day. And I'm just like, oh no, I need to ask myself questions where I identify so much with this character. I don't remember I don't remember having beers during this one. I don't think I did.
During Black Lion?
I'm trying to remember if I was having any beers while watching this, or it was just me.
I definitely did not. I was just kind of hanging out. I threw it on. I think I had COVID when I watched Black Lion, actually.
Oh, yeah, you got a strong recent vid sting. Yeah.
I did. Sorry. I did for about like 5 to 6 days, and I was just in a room. So I just watched like Black Lion and other things.
I mean,
and
you did the right thing by staying inside.
I legitimately had to like, I didn't watch it again, but I skimmed through it a second time, like after I texted you about that. Just trying to figure out
what the hell is going
on. Just to try to figure out the timeline here, like when things happen. And then, you know, I decided that, hey, it doesn't matter.
So when you say it doesn't matter, do you mean the plot, or do you mean this thing in general?
Oh, the plot. But maybe kind of this thing in general, too.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you know,
not to be like extremely harsh on it, but it was just whatever for the entirety of it. I mean, the end, which we almost talked about before, was, you know, after when he's about to self-destruct, you know, Shishimaru blacks out and wakes up in a field.
Yeah.
And then he realized that he was saved by aliens.
Yes.
And there's like
some
giant spaceship.
Yeah.
Spaceship above him that's like Shishimaru, and he's like, the fuck is going on? And then,
yeah,
he's happy, and then it ends there.
But
pretty
the ship, and he's like, what should I? Shishimaru asks the ship, what should I call you? And he's like, you can call me the Black Lion.
What Black Lion was. I see.
Like,
yes,
the
yes,
Black
yes,
Lion
I
was the
that.
Ship.
See,
because Shishi means ship. Lion in Japanese, so I assume they were talking about. I thought they were talking about Maru.
I thought they were talking about him too, because he had like all this black hair that looked like it was like creating a lion's mane around him. But, you know, who knows? In the second half of this OVA, or if they ever made another sequel to this, it would probably be the next chapter, I would guess, would be he joins the ranks of these aliens and becomes their quote unquote Black Lion. That's at least where I thought it would go. Then it just kind of ended, and I was happy it ended because it wasn't that good.
No. It really wasn't. It reminded me a lot of a few live action things, funny enough, that I'd much rather be watching.
Mm-hmm.
Kamen no Ninja Akakage is the first one. It's actually the first color live action TV series there was, superhero show there was in Japan that was in color.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very similar premise where it was a ninja in a similar time frame in Japan, but he also had like wildly futuristic gadgets for no reason. And that should debut in the 60s, so I think the guy might have got a little lazy and remembered this show from 10 years ago and said, let me fucking crank out another manga real quick.
Perhaps, so, yeah. So, I mean, so it does seem like something that he kind of just cranked out over the weekend one time and was like, yeah, this will be fine.
Yeah, and then the other one was about like, and the other show I got minded was Lion Maru, which is like basically just a lion samurai with a goofy-ass lion head on with flinging a sword around a live action. So I'm like, if this one definitely felt derivative of a lot of different things I've already seen, and you know, and again, someone being so familiar with the guy's work, and I'm just like, wow, this one was just, was it hard to watch is the question.
No, I don't think there was a point where I was like, oh God, but I did watch it and I was like, I don't need to be doing this for that much longer. Or like, I think the thought that came across my head was like, I'm very glad this is short. I think that was the main
thing. Honestly, for me, yeah, like it wasn't hard to like actually physically watch it, but
it wasn't excruciating.
But
no,
it became very hard to pay attention.
Yes, it did become very hard to pay attention. Yes.
Did you pull out your phone at any point?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I was pulling out my phone a lot.
I take note of when I do that for certain shows.
Yes.
I did it quite a bit for this one. This one, I was like, all right, I'm going to let this sit on the screen, just hang out, and I'm going to scroll through Twitter a little bit, you know, like while it's going, you know. It definitely felt quite phoned in. I will say the animation was pretty good.
It looked really good at points, yeah.
I didn't really dislike how it looked. I thought it looked pretty good.
And I like I said, I'm biased. I like in a guy's art style, or it's or at the very least, it's super nostalgic. Sometimes I'm not even sure how much I like it. Some of his character designs I'm not always a fan of. But so it's a very nostalgic art style for me. So that kind of pulled me in emotionally a little bit.
Yeah. But I guess like as for upside, Oh god, I'm even yawning talking about it. But
I'm looking at my phone while we're recording the rest of this episode. I mean, I'm legitimately losing interest in this conversation.
God bless anyone listening. I'm just gonna come out and just like cut this off and just say that it's bad. And
yeah, I mean, it's just bad. There's no other way for us to spin it, like based on the tone of our conversation. Like, yeah, there's cool parts to it, sure, but I was looking at my phone most of the time. It was hard to pay attention.
And this it really didn't help. It really didn't help that the dialogue most of the time was like, I'm going to kill Janai. And Janai was like, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. I'll kill him. No, I'm going to kill him right now. So it was just a lot of just very like that. And it's just
that was the best use of the word that I've heard in a long time. You've conveyed so much emotion with that word. I'm proud of you, Sailor.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
But yeah, but no, this is bad. I'm calling it bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
I mean, this is completely unessential viewing. My biases can't save this thing. It's boring. Yeah. This is boring and not very very good.
Yeah. A complete and utter waste of time, but I'm glad we did it.
Well, I'm glad we saw this because it's another Nagai thing I could check off my list.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
As a Go Nagai, I wouldn't even say fanboy anymore because my opinion on some of his work is souring. So, as a Nagai enthusiast.
Yes, enthusiast. That's good.
Yeah, as a Nagai enthusiast, this is fun for me. But if you guys are scrolling through YouTube, see a bunch of classic OVAs, and you see this one, yeah, definitely press the skip button on YouTube, and maybe you'll wind up at Battle of the Visitor instead or something that's way more worth a watch.
Much better, yes, yes. We've watched a lot of OVAs that are much, much better than this. Yeah.
Well, like we said, we started this podcast to find the shows that were bad, and we succeeded.
And boy, did we.
All right, so this was bad. You guys are not bad. Have a good day. That was great. We're ending it right there. I'm going to crush this Red Bull and then do something
enjoy.
Naughty.
Enjoy that Red Bull. Wait, what? Naughty?
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod. Or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.